The shadow took another step and was suddenly right in front of him, inky hands reaching out for Brett's throat before he could stop it. His neck burned with the freezing cold as the fingers formed a constricting band around his neck. He raised his own hands to fend off the attack, to loosen the tight grip on his throat. His hands met with a cold that just stole the strength from him. He wasn't sure of the shadow's substance. His hands were so quickly numb. There was resistance, though. Something solid was there. His air cut off, and the darkness in the room started to grow. Brett struggled weakly, feeling his strength drain out of him so rapidly. He heard, in the unnatural silence, a harsh voice whisper to him,
"Now you will be mine, and I will be done. Isn't this what you've always wanted?"
There was a cry from Liz behind him, and there was a blur of movement. Liz herself was in all black, but it was black that still reflected light around her. The shiny satin pajamas seemed like liquid as she leaped to her feet and drew the decorative sword.
"No! Stop!"
she yelled, and made a slashing arc with her arm that made the katana pass right through the shadow figure in a diagonal cut from the base of its neck through its opposite hip. There was a terrible scream from the shadow as it ripped apart as though it were a black sheet hanging in the air. The halves further unraveled into tattered smoke. Brett felt the warmth of the room come back to him in a rush. The sound of the performance and the crowd around him slammed back. He could hear and feel the noise again. The lights, while still dim, brightened to their previous intensity. He gasped and stood up and stared at Liz, who also breathed hard, staring back at him. She dropped the sword with a clang and was instantly in his arms, a soft, warm little ninja, hugging him fiercely, shaking with adrenaline. Then the music stopped, and the lights came up, and the crowd roared with applause and cheers and whistles. The blues man accepted this gravely and bowed slightly on stage, his eyes to the floor. He packed up his guitars and harmonica and walked off the stage the same way he had come. No one seemed to have noticed the attack, or even Liz's sword slash, or the clatter it made when it hit the floor. Gonzo and Jimbo turned around to look at the former lovers still embracing behind them.
"Oh my God, that has got to be the worst song for you two to get romantic during. What the hell is wrong with you?"
Gonzo teased, but Liz and Brett held onto each other a long moment more. And Gonzo dropped the jovial tone when he saw the pale, shaken look on Brett.
"What the fuck is going on here?"
Jimbo shushed him and said,
"I felt something bad at the end of that song. Cold. I couldn't turn around because I didn't want to see what would be back there if I looked. Something did happen, didn't it?"
Liz let her arms go, but kept one arm around Brett's waist as she turned to face the others.
"Yes. Something attacked Brett. Some kind of nightmare shadow. Right out in the open, and no one could see it but me.
She glanced down at the katana on the floor.
"She saved my life is what she did," said Brett, laughing with relief but not humor.
"It was just like the sleep paralysis, except, well, it was real this time.
I didn't think it was real this morning after I woke up, but maybe there was something going on there too.
I'm the first to dismiss paranormal accounts that happen just before going to sleep or just after waking. Guys, I was awake this time."
Liz added,
"I was awake too. I mean, I saw it too. You know what I mean. I wish I'd said something, guys, when you were telling your ghost stories. I told you earlier I had a story to tell too. Well, the night before you guys got here, I woke up in the wee hours, feeling like I was being watched. I looked and saw someone peeking in the window. Or something, maybe. Anyway, I blinked and it was gone. I got out of bed and looked outside, but I didn't see anything nearby."
"Isn't your bedroom on the second floor, Liz?" asked Brett.
"I know. Isn't that freaky? It didn't even occur to me till I got back in bed that a peeping Tom would need stilts to pull that one off. I just chalked it up to imagination at the time. But, you know, my phantom stalker was just a shadow. Like the one that attacked you, Brett."